Welcome to Transform Your Business Radio. Over the next 15 minutes or so, Joel Helms speaks with small business owners just like you with the purpose of finding out what makes them successful and to share some of their great tips and ideas for transforming your business.
Hello and welcome to Transform Your Business Radio. Once again today we talk to Anthony M. Turner from Hamster No More. And today we're talking pillar 3 of his 5 pillars for small business success. Decide your income. Anthony, how are you?
I'm well, Joel. Good to be back with you again.
I've been looking forward to this one. Discussing pillar 3 of Hamster No More. And this is going to be a good conversation. Decide your income. Let's get straight into the guts of it. What do you mean by that?
I guess there's two aspects to it. The first one of those is that many of us, if we think about it, we actually work in a sense of lack rather than a sense of abundance. So we're actually always looking at how can we manage, and particularly in business, how can we manage with the dollars that we've got, right? So instead of how can we create the dollars that we require? This is simple, but there is a really profound mental shift that you can make when you start thinking about what do I have to generate instead of how can I manage with what I've got.
And I suppose too, and we have hit on this a few times in our recent chats, is the mindset. We are coming out of the global financial crisis, the mindset we're getting out of survival mode. By all means, you know, you should be setting yourself a respectable amount of what you should be earning, because you are a very, very important part of the business, aren't you?
Absolutely. And Joel, you know, I think one of the sad things about the global financial crisis, and this is not to take anything away from the reality of how it's impacted on people, is that I do believe a lot of it is in your mind. I do believe there is a lot of people out there who haven't been as drastically impacted by the global financial crisis, in inverted commas, as the media portrays it. There is a real danger that business owners can turn around and say, oh, well, it must be this, or the global financial crisis, or it must be some other thing, or it must be internet that's impacting our retail sales or whatever. It's actually all about the mindset that the person holds about their business, because some of the biggest and the best businesses were actually developed in the Depression of the 1930s.
There's an old saying about paying yourself first or paying yourself last when you're in business. What do you subscribe to in regards to that mentality?
I think there's a large proportion of the people who do pay themselves last. And you know, was I guilty of doing that? Absolutely I was. And I think there are times when you know we don't pay ourselves because we are looking to invest back into our business to take it to the next level. However, there is another way of doing it. And what I do advocate is that people sit down and they work out a cash flow, a budget, and a plan of the money that they require. And that money should cover 3 very key aspects. The first one of those, of course, is the expenses of running their business. I mean, they won't have a business if they can't pay their bills. So that's an understood. The second one is to really decide how much income you require to actually live your lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is. Now, I don't mind whether it's a $250 a week or a $250,000 a week lifestyle. The concept is that if you have a lifestyle that is realistic, that your business that you believe can pay for that, then we've got to budget that and create that. And we've got to make a decision about paying yourself that as a wage. Now, your question, do you pay yourself first or last? I would suggest that in most cases, it's important to pay yourself along with your staff, if you have staff. And if you don't have staff, then to actually pay yourself as every week an amount. No matter how small that amount is, but every week you've got to pay yourself. You have to eat. It's really not about the earning. And there is a tool that we use when we're working with clients. And the first thing we do is we get our clients to actually sit down and analyze and look at their expenses. And there's 2 sets of expenses. The ones that they, which are their home expenses that cannot be included in their business. And then the ones that are obviously related to the business. So we identify what those things are. Once we know what those are, we would look at paying the individual the value of their home expenses as a wage, as if they were paying a staff member. And then once we add all of that together, we come up with a subtotal, which then tells us how much money we have to make in the business for that to work. Right? Now, one of the dangers with a lot of cash flows and budgets is that they don't necessarily take into account a component for profit and growing the business. And we recommend that every business owner should actually add another column once they've identified all the expenses. Add another column which says a minimum of 20% added onto those costs for growth. Now, there is a reason for the 20%, and I'll come back to that in just a second. But what I know is that once people have got an income target, and once you've added on this percentage of growth for on top of your expenses. You have an income target. What I do know to be true is that the majority of people will generate between 90 and 120% of an income target. In the absence of a target, they will generally get between about 50 to 80% of what they require. So why the 20%? Very simple, is that if people are going to get generally a minimum of 90% of their target, and if our target has 20% on added on top of it, then we're actually going to make it.
It comes back to the saying, doesn't it, about men with no target hit nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is it something that people that are running a business, I mean, it is the forgotten element of the business, isn't it? I mean, they are so, and we've spoken about this in the other pillars, in our other chats, they're so head down, bum up, that often they forget their own health, their own well-being, and a lot of the time even taking home a paycheck for themselves.
Absolutely, Joel. And one of the major stresses that business owners have is financial. And you know, one of the major things that they don't have is a real plan to be able to achieve the finances they require. And so, yeah, this is one of the most important aspects of a business, I believe. And it's about sitting down and not doing it the traditional way of, you know, a cash flow budget, whereby we sort of have income expenses and you hope there's something left at the bottom of the day. This one is really a predictive tool so that we can set some income targets so we can actually drive it. Because once we know how much money has to be generated, both for our business to cover all of its expenses, and we would include in there elements of like, you know, you might need a new computer or you might need to add a new staff member or whatever. So we budget those things into those expenses. But once we got those expenses, then we add on this percentage for profit and growth. We have a realistic income target which is geared towards success. And it's not one that is just based around how do I juggle? Because the next step, which you know, leads us into pillar four, which is tell the world the marketing one, is that once we know what the income target is, then the question is, well, how do we get there?
Of all the business people that you sit down with, Anthony, is this an ongoing issue, do you think, that we see across the business landscape in Australia? Is it the people that are running, I suppose, you know, small, even medium-sized businesses, they simply, again, it comes back to the other pillars we've spoken about. Are they working themselves too hard, not paying themselves properly? And it's all detrimental, isn't it, to the performance of the business in the long run?
Look, it is, Joel. It's detrimental to the performance of the business, but it's also detrimental to the health of the business owner and to the families of those. You know, we see, sadly, I see a lot of businesses that are in struggle, and certain industries tend to be a little bit more struggle-minded than others. A lot of people in the health industry, because they're such loving, giving people, tend to have less cash available to them than other businesses, say retail. I think generally, of all the businesses that I talk to, when you really get down to talk to the business owners, some of them can seem really shiny and out there. They've got all the things happening, but they're a bit like the duck on the water. You know, everything looks nice and calm and serene on top, but underneath they're pedaling like you know what to actually make ends meet, and that's a stressful situation. And remember, the whole concept of what we're talking about and what these pillars is about doing something differently to take our business owners off of the hamster wheel, that treadmill that they are currently on, so that they can actually have a life, less stress, more time with the family, and all those things that are important.
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny psychology, because nobody gets into business thinking to themselves, now I'm getting into this because I want to work long hours and have a lot of stress. They get into it because they want to have a better life, don't they?
Absolutely. And a lot of people get into it because they think they're going to make a good profit and they're going to have a better paycheck. But, you know, I've seen a lot of business owners, and I've been guilty of it myself, is that, you know, going into business is sometimes you go into the lowest paid job of your life.
Next time we have a chat, we're going to talk about the next pillar four, which is all about getting your business out there and telling people that you exist. And I think just from an outside perspective and an early thought about that, I think that it's going to be an interesting chat, because I think it's one thing people don't know how to do, and that's promote themselves.
One of the biggest fears that all people have is that of rejection. And it's one of the biggest reasons why most people stay in their offices instead of getting out there and getting the customers that they require.
Psst. Hey, interested in free ideas, tips, and a whole range of special offers, including free advertising to help your small business succeed? Thought so? Get on to transformyourbusiness.com.au and check out Club TYB. Club TYB provides free advertising for your business, plus a range of special offers including discounts and bonuses on coaching, skills training, financial and business planning, legal and accounting support, plus signs, bookkeeping, and many products and services to help your business succeed. Follow the links to Club TYB on transformyourbusiness.com.au and take advantage of all the savings to transform your business. Remember, follow the links to Club TYB at transformyourbusiness.com.au and start saving now. For our full library of podcasts, plus links to Club TYB, the home of special offers for small business owners from small business owners, visit transformyourbusiness.com.au.
Transform Your Business Radio is a Helms Media Solutions production. Visit helms.com.au.